This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You remember the power grid problems that Texas had back this winter? Those ice storms and then the blackouts and the huge electricity price spikes? A lot of that happened, not the storm, of course, but the after effects, because Texas has a largely deregulated power grid. Without being I-told-you-so-ish, Texas could have learned a thing or two from California, which 20 years ago had its own deregulated power market and rolling blackouts and seemingly unexplained price spikes. But we had them thanks in part to a Texas-based company that has, or had, I suppose you'd say, its own not-so-great history. From KQED, Lily Jamali has that story.
Steve Weissman was on a camping trip in Central California when he learned that the president of the state's Public Utilities Commission was urgently trying to reach him.
So I drove to Groveland, California, got on the payphone on the main street, and we had a conversation. They were seeing dramatic blips in the price for electricity that was being paid on the wholesale market.
Weissman had left his job at the Utilities Commission a year earlier. After that call, he promptly returned to head up its initial probe into California's skyrocketing power prices in 2000. He was certain it stemmed from the recent deregulation of California's power markets, a push influenced by the Houston-based energy giant Enron.
It obviously recognized it wanted to play a role in the California markets, so it inserted itself in all of the proceedings where the rules were being established. So they were, I think, largely successful in creating a set of rules that were designed to work to their advantage.
Enron was hardly the only company to take advantage, but it played a central role, crafting schemes to withhold power with nicknames like Death Star, Fat Boy, and Ricochet. That last one involved buying power from California at lower, capped prices, sending it out of state, then selling it back to California for a lot more when it was desperate. The ensuing blackouts made national news.
For the second day in a row, not enough electricity for America's largest state and the world's sixth largest economy.
It took a year before federal regulators finally stepped in, capping prices regionally along with other measures. The crisis cost then-California Governor Gray Davis his job in a recall election.
I suspected all along that Enron was up to no good. I never thought they would be ordering blackouts, but that's exactly what they did.
Years later, audio tapes unearthed by a tiny public utility district in Snohomish, Washington, captured Enron employees boasting about gouging power customers throughout the West.
So the rumor is true? They're taking all the money back from you guys? All the money you guys stole from those poor grandmothers of California?
Yeah, Grandma Millie, man.
In addition to gaming California's power markets, Enron had been up to something else, misleading its investors. After the company went bankrupt, some top executives served time for securities and accounting fraud. Three energy traders were also convicted for manipulating California's markets. While Enron is gone, California's energy markets are still deregulated. Here's UC Berkeley economics professor Meredith Fowley.
I'm not going to suggest that the markets are perfect, but I think there's pretty clear evidence that restructuring has improved efficiency at power plants. It's improved coordinations of operations across the grid.
Fowley says one misstep in California's approach was limiting how much power the state could secure ahead of time, leaving much to the spot market. Former Governor Davis agrees.
About 25% of the power we need, we begin to look for at about 4 in the afternoon of the day we need it from the 11 western states.
Last summer, California suffered its first rolling blackouts in almost 20 years. It was a giant red flag to Loretta Lynch, who was California's top utility regulator under Davis. She placed that call to Steve Weissman when the energy crisis began in 2000. Lynch says deregulation is the problem.
And we created an electricity market that has become a casino for the electricity traders, and we all pay and pay and pay. We have to shut down that casino and protect our people and our businesses.
California faces more potential rolling blackouts this year due to a historic drought, but Lynch says the grid's greatest vulnerability remains market manipulation, even today with Enron long gone. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.